There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
And you can give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been sort of, yeah, all over the place this evening. All kinds of different topics. The new topic du jour, Bruce/Caitlyn Jenner. Jenner? I always want to say Jennings. Whatever. There you go. 855-450-FREE. Also talking about Luke just called at the end of the hour there and wanted to tell an anecdote about a couple of guys in his, I think it was high school. Luke, was it your high school?
Yes.
And that were twins. They were black, one dressed redneck and one dressed in thug clothing. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, I guess thug would be the right word, because they were both pretty mild-mannered. I guess the idea was they both conformed to a stereotype.
Right.
That was sort of prevalent in the school we went to. Now, I mean, the school I went to was the biggest one in West Virginia, but honestly, like, just by everyone was white. I mean, the track team won just by every year, even though they were all white. I mean, a lot of stereotypes got broken in West Virginia when I was going to school. There was one. He was, you know, he dressed like a redneck. He hunted. He chewed snuff. He did all the things that you stereotypically expect. But the other one, he wore, you know, basketball jerseys. He was on the team. He did all these things, but they looked the exact same. They were twins, like the exact same. But they were both just conforming to the stereotype that's presented to them in public school.
Okay, so what did you get out of this?
What I got out of this was, honestly, I understood the environment is really the bigger part of what influences young people. It could be a government school thing where it could have just been that the entire year, or their first year of high school, it was the biggest place they could go to meet most students, and where they got put into is what sort of them out into their clique and all these things. And what I got was that it's environment. Environment is bigger than, you know, genetics when it comes to how people sort themselves out. That's what I got out of it.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I don't know. I always just kind of split it down the middle and assume nature and nurture about 50-50. That way I don't have to have an argument with anybody. But, you know, I wonder to myself, what would my life have been like if my good friend Todd hadn't given me a dead Kennedy's tape in, gosh, was it my freshman or sophomore year? I don't know which it was. But, you know, I thought that was just the greatest thing when I heard that howling cacophony that I can't stand now.
Yeah, there's always that one thing that someone introduces you to, turns you on to, that gets you involved in, and it just, and you know, if you're a young, impressionable age, it just takes over your life.
Yeah, I. What was that one thing that sort of changed things for you in high school, Luke?
Honestly, it was listening to a Duran Duran album. And
were you hungry like a wolf?
Well, no, it was the friends of mine off of their original album. It was talking about the Cold War and things. I'm thinking, you know what? Like, there's a lot of anti-war stuff in 80s songs. It was Duran Duran and Men at Work that, real honestly, a lot of their songs, you might not think about it, but they talk about, like, women and love and things. A lot of their stuff, a couple songs here and there were about the Cold War and how it is all just kind of BS that, you know, why do we have to have guns pointing at each other when we can just go, you know, have a good old time, dance.
I think it's a police song that says that that they speculate with that the Russians love their children too.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that one too. Thanks for the call, Luke. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Be happy to hear what changed your life in high school. That one little thing that happened. But I've got this article from NBCNews.com, and I've kind of been holding on to it. It's about a week old, maybe. And it's apparently Nebraska's legislator. Let me just read it here from NBC News. Nebraska's became the first conservative state in more than 40 years first conservative state in 40 years to abolish the death penalty on Wednesday when lawmakers boldly voted 30-19 to override the governor's veto. There are 10 inmates in Nebraska's death row. The 11th died this week. But the state has not executed anyone since 1997. People are apparently dying of old age on Nebraska's death row. And the only and only recently ordered the drugs necessary to carry out a lethal injection. It's the 19th state to abolish capital punishment. Lawmakers, that's pretty sizable numbers when you're talking about there being 50 states. You're just about two-fifths of the states have abolished capital punishment. And many of them are like Nebraska and New Hampshire that just, you know, even though they have a death penalty, they don't use it. I can't tell you the last time that that New Hampshire used the death penalty, but I think it was the 30s. So, yeah, we've got a death row here, but it's just a place to – it's just a more secure level of housing. You could probably get that without having a death penalty. You know what I mean?
Right.
Lawmakers across the spectrum came together to pass a repeal bill three times. Governor Pete Ricketts, a first-term Republican, then vetoed the legislation on Tuesday. 30 senators were needed to override him. My words cannot express how appalled I am that we have lost a critical tool to protect law enforcement in Nebraska families, Ricketts said in a statement that pandered to everybody. After the defeat. I just read that wrong. The override vote was preceded by hours of debate with opponents and proponents, quoting Bible passages and reading emails from constituents to support their position. I don't think...
Because that's how I want my laws made.
Right, that's how I feel.
Based on the Bible.
Bible passages and emails from constituents. The death penalty in Nebraska is broken. It's time to repeal it, said Senator Jeremy Nordquist, a Democrat who voted to end capital punishment. Senator Joni Craighead, who backed the death penalty, asked opponents to place themselves in the shoes of murder victims' families. What if somebody you loved dearly was brutally murdered? If you can honestly say that situation, that in that situation, sure, that murderer can live their life in prison, then you truly are a death penalty proponent. I respect that, but I don't agree with you. I think we have actually discussed this issue on a previous show, but I'm, I think it's a perennial one, especially with the guy in Boston there. Sokar Zhanev, that fella, recently killing people. It's hard for me to feel bad about that guy getting the death penalty. I do not feel bad about that guy getting the death penalty. I'm reasonably certain that he did it. But one of my deep and abiding concerns is cost. Like, it costs millions of dollars to run somebody through the death penalty thing. Not so much for putting him in life in prison. The vast majority of people in life in prison aren't spending that much of your money on appeals and those sorts of things. You're also looking at, just not knowing whether or not you're killing the right person. If we say that, yes, the death penalty should only be used when we're certain that the person did it, well, for one, that disincentivizes people from just going ahead and telling the truth, right? Like, I did it.
Right.
Unless they want to die, in which case, why do you want to give them what they want? There's not that many instances where you really know. And do we want to keep this apparatus in place? Because remember, you've got to have this housing unit, you've got to have this chair or the facility, whatever it is for execution.
It also perpetuates a system that's not based on restitution.
That's a true statement. But what kind of restitution can you do for somebody who's been killed?
Perpetual payment.
So you're saying, like, put somebody in jail, whatever money they can earn, then they have to give some amount of it to the family? Is
sure.
that the idea?
Yep.
I think that makes some sense. I do think that there should be opportunities to earn money in prison. I think that there's some very difficult
I don't even think it necessarily needs to be prison. Like, okay, you can have your punishment, thing where you get locked up and you don't get the, amenities of life or whatever for a certain amount of time and you get, rehabilitated or whatever. And then, maybe they get released, but then they, okay, you go out, you get to earn a real wage now, but guess what? you're going to have to pay, you know, a large percent of the money. You have to support this family because, you know, maybe you took out the husband or you took out whomever was supporting the family, you know, whoever supporting member of the family. Actually, that's probably very stereotypical for me to say that, you know, it's the husband. But still, let's say that, you know, whatever. It's a family member. You know, people care.
855-450-3733.
Doesn't matter who it was.
855-453.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. in that last segment, we were talking about the death penalty, but it turns out that was an article we read like 2 weeks ago or something like that. This is the problem with, you know, basically doing your own producing, you know, instead of having somebody who says, do this next. You know, I read articles all day long, and I can't always remember what happened on the air because this is part of my real life, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I may only show up for you 3 hours a day. However, I'm around about 16 in my own head, and so when I read the stuff I read on air, sometimes I can't remember the difference between what I read on air and what I read off air. But certainly, the perennial topic of the death penalty has been laid on the table, and you may call in about it 855-450-3733.
I'd rather hear what the callers have to say on it anyway.
Yeah. You can use LRN.FM. That's our username on Skype. If you're going online, you need to protect yourself. Your internet service provider is likely saving your surfing history. They are saving your surfing history. Criminals are sniffing your Wi-Fi packets. Governments and corporations are limiting what you can see on the internet. Not to mention the NSA sweeping up metadata. ProXPN can solve all of that. Simply download an app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or even Linux. Go through the easy setup and then just connect to the internet and you're protected from all of it. No more prying, no more spying. One account works for all your devices. You don't have to separate. You have a separate account for each device. You just go to proxpn.com/FTL and you get 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy an annual account with our code FTL50. So that's like $5 a month. That's for the lifetime of the account. It doesn't matter which premium account you go with. You get the savings forever, as long as you keep the same account. You know, with that premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth with servers all around the world to access, the ability to privately torrent. You can get past regionally blocked websites, and this is important. ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits. You get all that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50 and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. So, Johnson, you've been wanting to talk about this fellow who rode a gyrocopter.
And I'm bothered by something about this article, too. You know, I want to ask you a question here.
Yes.
So if I say the name Joe Stack, do you know who I'm talking about?
I think that's the name of the guy who rode the gyrocopter.
No.
No. Okay.
No. But he's not that guy. So if he's not that guy, do you think you might know who he is?
I don't.
Okay. Well, a lot of people know who that guy is, and Free Talk Live covered this story right away. He's the guy who flew a plane into a tax building. I believe it was in Texas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember it wasn't like a 747.
No, it was like a personal
aircraft kind of thing. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know why.
But that story
gets blamed for all the personal aircraft.
So that story was covered right away. Everybody was talking about it, right? The violent guy who attacked the building. This guy was arrested, thrown in jail, and whatnot. And he did something peaceful, and nobody's covered this story. That bugs me.
Oh, I've heard this story.
It's been published and disappeared.
Yeah,
you know,
well, I mean, that's how the news cycle is, yeah.
Sure. Well, I feel like the Joe Stacks thing got a lot of buzz for a while. This guy didn't get so much buzz.
Okay.
Well, I want to talk about it, though, because I think it's interesting, and I think his letter is interesting, and his whole peaceful method of doing this, I think, is interesting. So this guy was a postal worker who had his own gyrocopter. His name's Doug Hughes. He's a mailman from Florida who landed a tiny personal aircraft known as a gyrocopter on the lawn of the United States Capitol. On Wednesday, I think it was April 15th on tax day. And he was protesting and demanding campaign finance reform. Doug Hughes was carrying letters to every member of Congress, and he was calling for them to address corruption.
Does anyone know what a gyrocopter is?
It's like a pedaled helicopter. It's like a... It's got like a...
I think it has a propeller on like the back,
yeah,
like it propels
top.
You forward, uh-huh. And then a propeller on the top that lifts you upward.
And there's some mechanism for turning, too, so there's like some...
Yeah, there's a little steery thing there in the back.
So And he was a postal worker. So, and he had this.
And didn't go postal.
And this gyrocopter had, like, he had marked it up with the United States Postal Service, like, official logo.
Oh, so he was delivering the message.
Yeah. He was a postal man, literally delivering messages to Congress. So he flew about an hour from Maryland into the restricted airspace and onto the Capitol's West Lawn, stunning authorities and bystanders. The Tampa Bay Times published the letter Hughes intended to deliver, and I think that this is interesting. So it says, "Dear Blank," and obviously this would be addressed to each member of Congress, "consider the following statement by John Kerry in his farewell speech to the Senate. The unending chase for money, I believe, threatens now to steal our democracy itself. They know it, they know we know it, and yet nothing happens. In a July 2012 Gallup poll, 87% tagged corruption in the federal government as extremely important or very important, placing this issue just barely behind job creation. According to Gallup, public faith in Congress is at a 41-year record low, 7%, as of June 2014. Kerry is correct. The popular perception outside the D.C. Beltway is that the federal government is corrupt and the United States Congress is the major problem. As a voter, I'm a member of only the only political body with authority over Congress. I'm demanding reform and declaring a voter's rebellion in a manner consistent with Jefferson's description of rights in the Declaration of Independence. As a member of Congress, you have three options. One, you may pretend corruption does not exist. Two, you may pretend to oppose corruption while you sabotage reform. Or three, you may actively participate in real reform."
Now, they've got this thing called the NH Rebellion going on here in New Hampshire, where the suggestion is that we need some kind of reform in the area of campaign finance. I'm not going to disagree with that statement,
right.
Okay? Please put me down on the record as believing that you know, that politics is corrupt in the United States and that money has something to do with it.
Mm.
But I don't know really what to do about it.
Right.
I don't have a good answer. I can assure you term limits aren't it. Term limits really, I mean, we have states that have term limits. We know what term limits look like, and this isn't really a solution to much of anything other than essentially cycling some Republicans or some of the representatives and senators perhaps out of the equation into cushy parachute jobs more quickly.
If I were one of these controlling people that wanted, you know, that type of campaign reform and, you know, force people to use their money in certain ways, I think that the only campaign finance reform force that I would want to see employed would be to say, you may no longer use any campaign finance money to encourage anyone to vote, ever. It would stop telling people to vote because we don't need the uneducated, you know, people to come out and vote. We need people.
You're not looking for the low information voter?
I'm not looking for voters in general unless they really, really care.
I can tell you the Democrats really hate you when you say things like that. Like they, you know, because they understand that the math of voting is that Republicans vote and Democrats will vote if the weather's nice. But there's more Democrats generally. Like the Democrats have a more populist message, as it were. So that's, you know, upsetting that that particular theory. But everything you have to lay on the table has to be fair. So if you say anybody can spend as much money as they want, you're going to have money corrupt the system, like basically we have now.
Right.
If you say nobody can spend any money, then the incumbents are going to win every time, or at least more often than the 90% of the time they win now. What are your thoughts?
Why isn't the Republican more involved?
855-450-3733. Give us a call. Tell us. 855-450-3733.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call us and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
855-450-FREE. Johnson, we were just talking about Bitcoins in the break there. Mm-hmm. And I've got to say I'm excited about Bitcoins. What they are is they're an international currency that is not tied to any government. No bank controls Bitcoins. Nobody issues them. They are really a phenomenon of the computer age. They're fascinating. And you can get Bitcoins and other cryptocurrencies through ExpressCoin.com. They sell Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dashcoin, Dogecoin. They're fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive to use. They're a licensed money services business, so yeah, you know, don't expect any funny business from them. Get your cryptocurrencies with a money order or a check, and just by going to starting off at ExpressCoin.com. It doesn't matter whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. They actually have an app there to help you out if you want to do it on your mobile device. If you use coupon code FTL when you buy at ExpressCoin.com, you'll get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency with no fee at all. So no fee if you use coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. And again, that's coupon code FTL. So we were reading this letter from this post office guy who flew a gyrocopter and landed on the lawn of the White House lawn, the mall.
Yep, I believe so. Yep,
somewhere out there in Washington D.C. And I had kind of asked a question, and I still don't have a good answer for it. Is everybody talks about how money corrupts the election system. I mean, this happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, more than 100,000 people listening to the show right now. Most of them have said something about money in the campaign, campaign finance being messed up. And I have not heard a good proposal on how to, make this all make sense. Some people have this sort of citizen-funded thing, but
yeah.
I don't know what you mean by that, and anything that has that kind of name on it already scares me already. Sounds too populist for me to go with. I'm not a big fan of populist solutions because it's my belief that the population, they got us here in the first place. Right, we're getting better ideas than ideas that appeal to the masses of people. The masses of people don't spend much time thinking about these topics and therefore don't have great ideas, in my opinion. You can disagree with me at 855-450-3733.
All right, so to continue this, let me recap just here. It says, as a member of Congress in regards to this corruption, you have three options. You can pretend the corruption does not exist. You may pretend to oppose the corruption while you sabotage reform, or you may actively participate in real reform. Now, he says, if you're considering option one, you may wonder if voters really know.
What's option one again?
Option one is you may pretend that the corruption does not exist.
All right, gotcha.
Says, you may wonder if voters really know what the chase for money is. Your dismal and declining popularity, documented by Gallup, suggests we know. But allow a few examples. By no means a complete list. That these practices are legal does not make them right. Obviously, it is a Congress who writes the laws that make corruption legal. One, dozens of major and very profitable corporations pay nothing in taxes. Voters know how this is done. Corporations pay millions to lobbyists for special legislation. Many companies on the list of freeloaders.
The government of the lobbyists by the Congress critters and for the corporations.
Yep. Many companies on the list of freeloaders are household names: GE, Boeing, ExxonMobil, Verizon, Citigroup, Dow. Two, almost half of the retiring Congress members from 1998 to 2004 got jobs as lobbyists, earning on average 14 times their congressional salary, 50% of the Senate and 42% of the House. Three, new Democratic freshmen to the U.S. House in 2012 were advised by the party to schedule 4 hours per day on the phones fundraising at party headquarters, because fundraising is illegal from government offices. It is the donors with deep pockets who got the calls, but seldom do the priorities of the rich donor help the average citizen. Four, the relevant rich donors who command the attention of Congress are only 0.5%
of the
public.
Do you hear the populist aspect to this, is that we got to go after the rich people? You know, okay, this
guy's clearly a Democrat. He started off with quoting John Kerry.
Yeah, well, he also quoted Thomas Jefferson. Okay, so one of the problems here with going after rich people is that, here's a little surprise for you, the 9,000 years that the state has existed, the rich people have been in charge of it. Okay? Like, there has never, ever been an instance where they weren't.
Right.
Yes, I will admit to you that some rich people argued and fought with other rich people about, what would benefit them the most. And they have come along with better policies throughout the years and decades because they've had to. But this idea that you're going to get rich people, who the vast majority of Congress is, and the ones that show up there want to be, the kind of sociopath it takes to get into office, what you have to be, the personality type you have to be to get into office, is a very poor personality type to have in office.
Okay.
We have a system so broken and so corrupt that advocating for moving the deck chairs around on the Titanic, I don't disagree with what he said, but he's going after the rich people on this one. The rich people, if you make rules that are fair for everybody and not sort of slanted against the rich, I know the system's slanted towards the rich right now. I get it. I have a problem with the system too. but you're not going to slant it against the rich. This is banging your head against the wall, because they built the wall, and your head is going to be softer than the wall.
So, continuing, he goes on to say 5 people, 0.5% of the public is, you know, these rich people, 5 people in 1,000. But these aristocrats, as both of both parties who are Congress, I'm sorry, but these aristocrats of both parties are who Congress really works for. As a member of the U.S. Congress, you should work only for the people. 1, not yourself. 2, not your political party. 3, not the richest owners of your campaign.
It's like this guy bought it hook, line, and sinker, yeah, the whole story. You should be working for the people.
Yeah.
Well, who do you 4. Think this guy is?
4, not the lobbyist company who will hire you after you leave Congress.
Really?
He says there are several credible groups working to reform Congress.
The Congress people will work for the people when the people actually pay Congress.
Their evaluations of the problem are remarkably in agreement through leadership and membership, may lean conservative or liberal. They see the corrupting effect of money, how the current rules empower special interests through lobbyists and PACs, robbing the average American of representation on any issue where the connected have a stake. This is not democracy, even if the ritual of elections is maintained. The various mechanisms which funnel money to the candidates and congresspersons are complex. It happens before they are elected, while they are in office, and after they leave Congress. Fortunately, a solution to corruption is not complicated. All the proposals are built around either reform legislation or a constitutional amendment. Actually, we need both. A constitutional amendment and legislation.
Man, oh man, a constitutional amendment.
That would be a nightmare.
Yeah, well, but it's just getting one, you know, it's a nightmare trying
up
to...
The shooting gallery. There will be a discussion about the structure and the details of reform. As I see it, campaign finance reform is the cornerstone of building an honest Congress. Erect a wall of separation between our elected officials and big money. This is what you must do, or your replacement will do.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know what America's going to do? America's going to vote out the politicians for new ones. Boy, have I been hearing that every single election since I was old enough to remember.
He goes on to say,
90% is what the rate of incumbents re-election is. 90%+.
This next line is funny, too. He says, a corporation is not people, and no individual should be allowed to spend hundreds of millions to influence election. Yeah, no duh.
Well, yeah, corporations aren't people, but that's a difference. You know, the semicolon is the wrong spot there. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Johnson.
855-450-3733. We've been talking about campaign finance reform here because of this this postman who flew a gyrocopter and landed it on down there in Washington, D.C., someplace inside the no-fly zone, and got about a day's worth of press. And he's got some ideas, but I don't know, man. Like, he seems to have more complaints than anything.
Well, sure, but I just thought it was interesting because, I mean, this guy did it in a peaceful manner and, you know,
yeah, sure,
flew a gyrocopter under the lawn. So I think that that's pretty, you know, impressive in and of itself, you know, how he approached it.
Yeah, I hope the best for all this situation, but I haven't heard what I consider to be a good proposal.
Sure.
I haven't gone out hunting for it either, because once I know what the good proposal is, it's not like anyone's going to listen to me anyway.
Well, let's see how he finishes this up. So he says, let me just repeat. He says, a corporation is not people, and no individual should be allowed to spend hundreds of millions to influence an election. That much money is a megaphone which drowns out the voices of we the people. Next, a retired member of Congress has a lifelong obligation to avoid the appearance of impropriety. That almost half of the retired members of Congress work as lobbyists and make millions of dollars per year smells like bribery, however legal. It must end. Pass real campaign finance reform and prohibit even the appearance of payola after retirement, and you will be a part of a Congress I can respect.
So what he's talking about is this retirement thing. Is a lot of times these politicians get what they call a parachute job or sure. something like that. They get a job that is a reward for
all
their
good votes.
Even the
fact that they're working as lobbyists is pretty crazy after
yeah.
they've been in
a
Congress.
A lot of times they're going in there, they're using their connections inside the halls of Congress to talk to their old friends. They walk by the guy who does security there and says, "Hey, Jim!" You know, and
right.
go chit-chat with their old friends, and they get a chance to talk to people in the way that they wouldn't. If we think about this, you know, Ian and I started, we worked in the past at Clear Channel, and if one of our buddies from Clear Channel.
Yeah, there's so many rules around radio,
the payola and that yeah. sort of thing. I'm just saying that if somebody from Clear Channel rolled into town and said, "Hey guys, I want to buy you lunch and talk to you," we'd absolutely go and chit chat with them because you know it's old coworker,
right?
And that's the way that it goes,
right?
I mean, this is they just parlay this this social capital mm-hmm. into you know votes.
Mm-hmm. Well. He goes on here to say, "The states have the power to pass a constitutional amendment without Congress, and we will. You and Congress will likely embrace the change just to survive, because liberals and conservatives won't settle for less than democracy. The leadership..."
You know, I think conservatives just all over the nation just said, "We all live in a democracy. We live in a republic." So, I mean, you know, this guy doesn't even know what he's talking about. He flew a gyrocopter onto the House lawn, and he's... you know, alienating half of the voting populace already.
"The leadership organization to coordinate a voters' revolution exists now. New groups will add their voices because the vast majority of Americans believe in real democracy we once had. Which Congress
yeah,
over time..."
True, but the only thing... But somehow overturning Citizens United isn't going to fix the problem.
Right.
The problem existed before Citizens United, and it would continue after it, too.
Yeah.
Another problem is that the Supreme Court made the right decision when it came to Citizens United. Now, I'm not saying the corporations are living human beings.
Right.
I'm saying the law recognizes them as persons. I'm not advocating for the law. I think the law is messed up.
Yep.
But that doesn't change the fact that it was the right decision because that's what the law says. This is more than 100 years of decisions coming out of like the 14th Amendment or something like that.
I guess. I don't know if the decision is right just because the law says it.
Well, okay, so that's what they are. They're lawyers, every one of them.
Well, yeah.
They're making decisions about the law based on the law.
I guess it depends on your definition of the word right.
Yeah, okay. It was the correct decision considering their position and the facts before them.
I guess. Correct for them.
I mean, I don't like it or anything like that.
Certainly advantageous.
It's just that this is what we got for a government. I mean, you wanna tear it down and start all over? Okay.
Well,
but I want people like you to live someplace else.
Yeah. Well, he goes, you know, he says, "The leadership and organization to coordinate a voters' revolution exists now." So he says, "New groups will add their voices because the vast majority of Americans believe in the real democracy we once had, which Congress over time has eroded to the corrupt, dysfunctional plutocracy we now have." The question
now,
is,
by the way, I think it was Columbia University recently, and maybe it was Columbia, I don't know, one of the Ivy League schools did some study, and they tried to find out whether the United States was, in fact, a republic or a democracy or what it was. The conclusion they came to was it is a plutocracy. The plutocracy is ruled by the rich.
Yep.
Now, when the rich do the ruling, then you're going to have rules for that benefit the rich, right?
Right.
So that they can get richer. The rich believe, mistakenly or correctly, I don't know, they believe that they're better with their money than you are, that they
right.
can allocate that money better than you can. So they believe they should have more, and they don't mind twisting the rules because they actually have control of them.
Right.
This is just another person who wants to twist the rules. I say set the rules on fire. I want nothing to do with them. I'm sick of them, and I want to be able to personally secede. I want to, if I actually own my land, I would like to step out of the paradigm of the United States and run my own little country. That's my piece of land. I don't want to have to pay the government based on my labor. I don't want to have to pay the government based on my land. I don't owe them anything. I'll pay for the things I use. Yes, I'll drive on your road. I'll be happy to pay you for that. How much would you like for that? And can other people compete with you?
Right.
Fire protection. Sure, I'd love to pay for fire protection. I'd also like people to be able to compete against you. So what do I got to pay for that? You know, I want these things, but we have a terrible system for distributing these services. Terrible.
You know, I was listening the other day, and you and Ian were having an argument over shock.
make a living doing that.
about the jerk down the road who doesn't want to pay.
The old grumpy old man down the road. We named him Earl.
Yeah. So
there's no actual man down the road that doesn't want to pay.
Because there's no
fictitious man.
Sure, but there's also no association of homeowners that has gotten together to pay for their roads because the state has suddenly ceased existing.
Well, that's the state ceasing to exist. That's certainly true. But there are certainly private roads.
Sure.
And they do have their own little cornucopia of problems that they have to deal with when it's time to resurface that road.
It certainly sounded to me though like I don't know. I just listened to. And I'm like, I agree, but wow, this is a really terrible argument after that show. Just, I felt like the solution was not good because it was sort of like, oh, well, what happens if this guy doesn't, pitch in? There was, options like building a curb in front of his house or, can you block his right of travel, cover it for him, some people were saying. And I felt like not any one of those is a really good option because it's like, okay, well, if he gets covered, then someone else might jump on and be like, you know what, I don't want to pay either.
Yeah, what a surprise.
You know, like, hey, he got his portion covered, why am I going to pay? I just, there's got to be a better answer there. I'd love to hear, I didn't hear any calls in, but.
So what's your question? If somebody,
without force, is there a better option to, if somebody's, a road needs to go by someone's house and the.
Well, let's set this up clearly. Okay, so you got a dead end road. It's about a mile long. There are 10 people that live on the road. They have equal. Housing along the road, equal frontage along the road.
Let's say this guy lives in the middle somewhere.
Yeah,
so
he lives in the
middle. On either side.
Yeah, he lives in the middle someplace. There's somebody on the end. Now, the person on the end uses more of the road than the person on near the T.
Sure.
Where the road touches the highway or whatever. So the person on the T says, hey, I only have to go 10 feet to get to my house on the road. Why should I have to pay for a mile-long road all the way out to Carol's house
right.
when I'm only taking 10 feet? I should have to pay less.
Sure.
And Carol says, whoa, we're all in this together. It's a community. And this is a community road, and we should all have to take equal responsibility for it.
Right.
So everybody should pay a tenth of the cost of resurfacing the road. And so Jim, who's right by the T and only has 10 feet, he says, no way. You, Carol, you use far more of the road than I do. You should pay 50%, and the rest of us should pay, some portion, less than that. Earl in the middle is like, I hate you all, and I'm not paying nothing.
Right.
How do you deal with these difficulties? I don't have a good answer either.
Right.
I can tell you my mother chose not to buy a house that we were looking at in Sarasota for her because it was on a private road.
And also those people all the way in the back are, or the people in the front are considering the value that the people in the back bring to probably their property values by having a full community available to them. So you want those people to have to pay an equal share of the road or whatever because they're bringing up your property values.
855, 453.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.